It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday Phone Call.
Welcome back to the Awkward Tuesday Phone Call. Today, Scott's going to get kicked out of his house. And possibly divorced, maybe, Scott, if you're lucky.
No. I hope not. It'll be good.
If you're just joining us for today's Awkward Tuesday Phone Call, Scott needs to call his wife because his wife thinks they have a ghost in the house because all kinds of weird stuff has been happening. She hears noises. Things have been moved around, stuff like that. Well, Scott has been hiding the fact that his brother is living in the attic because she doesn't like his brother. They don't get along, so Scott hasn't wanted to tell her, and now he thinks it's gone too far because she's even thinking about moving because she thinks there's a ghost. So Scott's going to call her and break the news.
Okay, I'm not going to lie, Scott. If your brother is so scared of her that he's hiding in the attic and only coming out at night, I'm kind of worried for you on how this one's going to go. She sounds scary.
Yeah, but she loves me, I hope.
You know, love is strong, but not that strong. Because now you're into lying to her, and she's wasted all this time researching ghosts.
But it's like educational, you know? So
okay,
maybe
that's a good sell.
Yeah, she's learned about ghosts. You can, maybe that's your selling point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I've been hiding him up there. I know you're going to be angry, but think of all the cool ghost stuff you know now.
I just hope that, you know, she'll understand.
Yeah, I think you just have to be completely honest and just go, I was stupid.
Yep.
I should have told you.
Yeah, I'll keep that in mind.
Okay, and if that doesn't work, then lie. Just lie a lot.
Don't do that. That's what got you into this mess.
All right, well, I'm going to dial the phone number right now, and you can talk to your wife. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Honey, it's me.
Hi. What do you want?
Hey.
What's up? What do you want?
Well, are you okay right now?
No, I'm not okay, actually. I'm having a terrible day. I'm really, really annoyed and frustrated and over it. I'm over it, okay? I'm over it today.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. Do you want to talk about it, or what's going on?
It's just like a really, it's like, I'm just like overwhelmed because I haven't done anything at home. I haven't done any of the laundry. This ghost that we apparently have in our house is keeping me up at night. And on top of that, I'm constipated. I am completely and totally constipated. You know what? They told me when we were at that restaurant last night that there wasn't any cheese in that pasta. And there was cheese in the pasta. There was definitely cheese in that pasta because I can't poop today. Incredibly constipated. I am over it. It is the worst day. What do you want? What do you want? I'm sorry. What do you want?
Oh, that sounds like a really shitty day. I'm sorry.
Actually, it's not really shitty because I have not constipated. Have I told you that today? Did I mention already that they lied to me and there was cheese in that pasta?
We'll never go to that place again. Don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you want? Get on with it. Why are you calling?
It's fine. You know what? You're dealing with a lot. I can handle it.
You know I don't like to be called at work. You know how my boss is. Can you just tell me really quickly?
It's fine. Honestly, it's all good. Don't worry about it. I'll deal with it.
Then we'll talk later. Bye.
Bye.
What?
What? Wait, she just hung up? We didn't even...
Why didn't, what did we do? Scott, why didn't you tell her? Just stop her and tell her what you were calling about.
You hear how mad she is?
Yeah. Exactly, Jubal. Why would he tell her? How could you tell her anything?
Oh, my gosh.
And she's constipated. You have no idea. She gets so mad and she's constipated.
Oh, but I feel her pain. That sucks when you're like that.
Stomach,
man.
Dude, Scott, that was scary. That was scary, man.
Yeah, well, you're scared. I'm the one with the brother in the attic.
Yeah, dude, you need to tell her.
Dude, it sounds like she hasn't slept in weeks because of your brother.
You do need to tell her.
I don't know. I mean, maybe when she gets home, maybe she'll be feeling better.
You called us for help, right? It's our job to make sure that you do the Awkward Tuesday phone call. That's the whole point of it, is that you get our advice, and then there's also people to hold you accountable. So you have
to
tell her.
And I will say, I think that someone has to hold your arm on this one because it doesn't sound like you're ever going to tell her.
Okay. I mean, maybe I should just tell her now. And by the time she gets home, she'll be okay.
Yeah, she might even take some tea or something to help her have a movement, and she'll be like an angel when she gets home.
Stop talking about her bowel movements, all right? The poor woman, she's going to deal with a lot here in a second.
Yeah, I think you need to call back and just tell her. Otherwise, you're going to keep putting it off, because there's always going to be something, right?
Okay. Yeah. Let's do it.
I'll call her back, and hopefully she's calmed down a bit and things are going better, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, it's me again.
What now?
Okay, just breathe. I have something to tell you.
What do you want?
It's nothing bad. It's nothing bad. I wanted to let you know.
It sounds like it's going to be bad. When you say it's not going to be bad, it sounds like it's going to be bad. So just go on with it.
Okay. It's actually kind of good news. Okay. You know how you've been thinking the house is haunted?
Yes.
It's not haunted. And I know that for a fact. We don't need a priest. I know it for a fact because Kyle has been living in the attic. He got fired.
Okay. Oh, so you're saying that your brother is up in our attic and he's the one making all the noise.
Yeah.
Leaving things in the.
Yeah, it's been him. Yeah.
Oh my God.
All the noises and the fridge.
You
yeah.
are such an idiot.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, honey, you always know what to say to make me feel better. That is so ridiculous. That's like the stupidest thing you've ever said. Thank you. I've been having such a bad day. Thank you for making that up. That's such a funny thing to say. If that were really true, you know, I'd rip your balls off. So, you know, thanks for breaking the tension. I really got to get back to work, though. Okay, honey. Thank you again.
Yeah, no problem. Bye.
All right, bye.
Two, I didn't hit the awkward Tuesday phone call sound effect twice in this thing. Scott?
Well,
it sounds like telling her worked out well for you.
I think I gotta figure something out like today because...
Yeah.
It sounds like she legitimately thought you were joking about it, trying to make her feel better.
Technically, I did tell her the truth. So... I'm good. My conscience is clean. I told her the truth.
Oh, no.
But that doesn't solve the fact that your brother is still living in the house.
I'm going to call my brother now and let him know that he has to get out of there now, get a motel.
Okay.
Before she comes home. It's too risky.
No, totally.
Did you hear that? She said she's going to rip my balls off.
Yeah,
we
did hear
that.
Okay, so.
Yeah, that's weird.
So you're going to kick your brother out then?
I mean, it's him or both of us, you know, like at this point. There's no, it's like if he stays, both of us are getting kicked out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, four of you guys, I guess, total. Yeah.
Why four?
His
Because he's got two of those. You're counting all
him
the,
and his brother, yeah.
Yeah,
all
oh, right.
Of his too, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. And she wasn't going to rip that off. That's too hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No one's getting anything ripped off. I'm going to call now. He's going to get out of the house. I'm going to clean it up, make sure it looks good, and she's going to come home, and there'll be no ghosts, there'll be no brothers, there'll just be me and her and the truth that I told her.
And some Ex-Lax will probably go a long way, too.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you, guys. I mean, it helped, I guess.
You got a solution to your problem, at least.
I mean, I'm going to kick him out, so that helped. I just hope she never hears this on radio. Oh, my God.
Oh my God, the realization just set in.
Forgot about that, didn't you?